Vin.
I'm sorry.
That's Booby.
Jelpy, ghosty Chip. Happy New Year?
Happy New Year. Was? No, I just...
Oh, how nice.
I just felt like it. Enjoy the silence. This is from the... is that the official video?
This is the link they gave me, so...
It looks like the official video. It's going to get blocked.
I mean, we can put a lyric video in if it gets blocked.
Okay, if you want to duplicate your work, no problem.
This is what they asked for.
I know. Ladies and gentlemen, because we do not block up our videos, number one, it kills our monetization, which is okay. That's why we do the
page. Which means YouTube doesn't pay us for any of these.
YouTube gets paid, though.
Yeah, YouTube gets the money for it.
YouTube gets the money and the record label gets the money, which is fine because we do Patreon and Patreon's going well for us, so I don't care about that. The reason I'm bringing that up is because they get blocked. So, for example, the Black Star David Bowie video, she had to edit twice because we put it up. Because sometimes we'll put up a prayer and sometimes it won't get blocked. And then sometimes we'll put up a thing that says this video got blocked, yada, 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 after like our second or third attempt, because there's some bands that will block it regardless.
You said we'll put up a prayer?
Like, please don't let this, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you did that too.
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
Well, I want people to see it, because like, that's the best possible, you know. Did you save the other one and put the other one up on Patreon, the David Bowie thing?
It's still, I think I have to re-edit it backwards.
Oh, my gosh. So one of the things that we can do, guys, patrons, is we can give you the actual, the one with the actual official video, and we can put it up on Patreon for you guys to watch. So that's something we could do, but keep in mind, that means more editing, right?
Well, it means more editing, but it also means I have to upload it twice, and it takes so long to upload with our internet. You have to upload it to two different locations.
Right,
Vimeo
right.
or something like that is what we use.
Right, but. So it... Look, the point is, when you put those links in there for the song that you guys want to suggest, just keep that in mind if you're putting up the original video. And also indicate when you're putting it up, hey, you guys can watch the original video, but we won't mind if you upload a lyric video or something like that. So just indicate that. If you really, really want it to be that way, then we will do it. It'll just complicate things for us and make the time harder, but we aim to please. Okay. For timely topical political commentary, you can hit us up in Middle America with Vin and Sori. That's me.
And me.
Yeah, sure. This is Depeche Mode, Enjoy the Silence. What's the name of the group?
This. Depeche Mode, right? Oh, this is Anarchy 99.
Anarchy 99 is probably the coolest name for a...
Yeah,
I think for a band,
for a group. Yeah.
It sounds like some. All right, let's go.
Enjoy the silence. Ready? Go.
Forever. enjoy the silence.
Hey! He stole your thingy!
Oh.
Damn thief! Somebody had a Back to the Future car.
Yeah.
Stole our material.
It was Oz and Oz alone.
1990. It's 2020 now. So, it's like 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Is it 20 years ago? 30 years ago? I don't know.
That's 30 years ago.
Is it?
Yeah.
SubhanAllah.
Well, okay, I've heard this song before. I don't know where, I don't know when, I don't know why.
Yeah.
I did.
But I thoroughly love this song.
You do?
Oh my
gosh. Is this the first time you've ever heard it?
No, like, that sounds familiar to me. I don't know where. Maybe I heard a commercial or something, or maybe that's just a common progression, but I've definitely heard that before. This is one of those songs where it's like extremely simple, and if you were to try to do something that like pretty it up or whatever, it would have ruined the song.
Yeah, you might lose
the... I'm glad they had the discipline to go, nope.
This is good.
We're going to go just like this. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I would be good at that.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Keep... Well, I feel like that you would be okay with that. I think I would go and try to do something to screw up the song.
I don't know.
I think I'd have done that.
Sometimes when I'm doing different stuff, like art-wise or cooking-wise, Zoe will say, Mom, stop now. Basically, stop now while you're ahead. Like, it's
quit
good.
While you're ahead.
It's good. Like, if you keep going, you might mess it up. Don't overdo it.
All I ever needed is here.
I think that the topic is interesting because there are times like when we'll like fight about something and I'll think to myself, I should just shut the fuck up. This was so unnecessary to bring this up. But then I think about, well, no, everything is all about communication, and that's the big thing that we're working on in our relationship. So
yeah.
I just like prefer to like be away from any and all conflict and just let everything just be roses and sweetness, you know?
Yeah, it's so weird. Like I have a completely different interpretation of this song, especially when you see the video. Like the guy is like, he's like king. A king.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's the guy who has everything. But the chorus is, all I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Like, you know, it's just one of those things where you have to figure out what's really important to you and what's valuable to you and what does it mean to be rich and what does it mean to have everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it took me a very, very long time to figure that out, man.
Really?
As far as like my own timeline, I mean, we're still young, but you know, I was up playing Fortnite. I couldn't sleep last night. I probably won't be able to sleep again tonight. And I had and you were my little lump in the bed. And so I had my little Anwar al-Awlaki, and I put him down really low because I didn't want to wake him up.
I know, that was so nice.
And I put the thing right by my ear, and then I was able to, like, and I'm like, right here, man. Like, right here. I had you. We had just got evicted with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Kids were happy. I knew the kids were good. Oreo was in the thingamajig, and it was, you know, boom. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I made it.
Aw.
I don't know, man. Like, I could be in a mansion and I would not feel any different. Or I'd be in a street with you and I wouldn't feel any different. And like, I'd like, boom, like we hit Nirvana, like bang. Like, I figured it out and I had my Jesus with me. I was surrounded.
Yep.
I was surrounded with the Ain Sof. I was like, man, that's it. I'm good. And it's like, you know, and like, you didn't have to say anything because you were sleeping, you know, like there's something really cool about silence to some degree. Like, there's just things you can't, because it's the part of the human experience. It's like beyond words, you know.
Oh,
we
yeah.
talk all the time about, you know, the body, the soul and the spirit. And I think like he's hitting on that soul spirit realm when like the word to pierce that moment with.
Mm-hmm.
With verbiage actually ruins it because you're dealing with something beyond just...
Well, yeah. When he says, vows are spoken to be broken. And then he says, feelings are intense, words are trivial. Pleasures remain, so does the pain. Words are meaningless and forgettable. Like, all of that stuff, I was like, yeah, you feel that way. Like I said, sometimes with the argument, I'll be like, why did I say anything? Only because I don't want the conflict. But there the feelings are intense, words are trivial thing, I feel that all the time, like, when I feel like that, like, intense feelings of love for you, and I'm like, and when I say, like, I love you, it just feels like such a weird, like, such a common phrase for such an intense feeling. But, so, words are trivial, words are meaningless and forgettable. Like, a lot of times, like, when we'll, like, talk about something, I'll say, ah, well, this is what happened, and I won't remember the words that we said, but I'll remember the feelings that I had when it was said.
Yeah.
So...
The irony of the song is that it took words to communicate that sometimes you don't need words.
That's true.
And I think that it's an amazing thing to be a human being, man. Because there's so much irony and paradoxes in the universe. You know, like I said, it took words for him to explain to us that sometimes you don't... Words like violence break the silence, come crashing into my little world. Painful to me, prayers right through me, can't you understand, oh my little girl. It is interesting though, because I read this thing one time with like, men say like 10,000 words in a day, and women is like, it was like 19,400 words in a day. Mm-hmm. And then a guy works an 8-hour shift, so by the time he gets home, like you know, 80% of his words are done. And so, but the girl is like, she's got, you know,
she's got plenty to spare.
Another 8,000 to 10,000 words to go.
Right.
And so then there's that whole, you know, and so on some level it's like, you know, he doesn't want to talk anymore. She's saying, and he's saying, can't you understand, oh my little girl, I don't want to talk anymore. That's more like the stripped down, like, day-to-day, Monday through Friday sort of interpretation of verse one. But I do think, like, we're both... Our communication issues are not with, like, talking, because, like, we'll go for drives and stuff.
I don't
stuff.
Think that's, like, what verse 1 means, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, I'm not certain that that's what verse 1 means either, but I was just thinking about how sometimes people interpret, because there's usually one partner that's more verbal than the other, and so the verbal partner will interpret the silence of the other person as, you don't want to talk to me, you don't love me, da-da-da-da-da, and he's saying, can't you understand... that the fact that I'm not necessarily talking to you doesn't mean that I don't love you, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, your hairbrush is poking me.
And so, it's not my, is it?
It is, thank you.
Which is interesting, because he's saying, can't you understand? And usually, you know, you understand something that's being communicated to you, but he's trying to explain to her that he doesn't necessarily want to communicate to her. But that doesn't mean he's not with her. So, it's just very, very interesting, the dynamics between relationships and how it goes. How do you interpret...
Verse one to me was there's some conflict in their relationship, and you know how sometimes, like, there's sometimes where I'm so angry about something, and then when I start talking about it, I may express it a bit too far. Like, it's not like, I might be interested in that one, Bombshell. But you know what I mean? Like, I've never said, like, I hate you, but, like, it might be, I'm just using that as a random example, even though that's never happened, but, like, where you feel something and I'm so upset that I'm going to end up saying something that I don't necessarily mean. And so when he says words like violence, which I think that words can, they can be violent, even though you're not, like, physically touching the person, like, the spirit behind what you're saying can be, you know, are we trying to communicate here? Are we trying to get the other person to understand us? Or are you just angry? Are you, you know what I mean? Like, the feelings that are behind it. And he says, words like violence break the silence, come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, pierced right through me. Can't you understand, oh my little girl? I think he's saying to her, like, don't you understand that when there's, like, this silence and then all of a sudden, like, your words come in like that, like, it's very hard and it pierces right through me and it's very painful and it hurts. And then he says, all I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very unnecessary. They can only do harm. Like, sometimes I feel like that. Like sometimes, like, the way that you'll hold me, I can sense what you just expressed earlier on. Like, that's how you feel. That you're like, okay, like, I'm good. You know? And I think maybe I'm misunderstanding you sometimes, but, like, there are some times where I'll be very angry. You know how, like, I've been sometimes, like, just... almost irrationally so angry.
Yeah.
And it's like all the things that ever made me angry are like all come, I feel all those things like right now, and like you get the brunt of it. Like that, like in those moments where it's like, and then I feel like you don't say, hey, that hurt me, but.
Well, that's because it doesn't always hurt me. Like, sometimes I understand what's happening. I go, well, I know what's going on here, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Other times, it depends on what's going on with me. But there are a lot of times when, like, I'm going someplace and you're like, what are you thinking about? Mm-hmm. And I don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, I'm trying to sort stuff out and I don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then it kind of puts me in a crazy position, because anytime I say I don't want to talk about something with you, you get upset.
That hurts my feelings.
Especially like when, like, you know, I'm going, like, I'm somewhere else, like, mm-hmm. or, you know, I'm thinking about something that happened or whatever, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, something, you know, whatever. And I'm pretty sure you have a general idea what I'm thinking about, but
general, yeah.
Yeah. But it's not something I'm going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think that's like an area of conflict, because I think in your mind, you're like, you can talk about this.
Well, no, I think that there's some stuff. I understand that there's some things that you can't talk about, but like, for instance, if you said, if I was like, well, what are you thinking about? And you're like, I'm sorting through a trip that I went on, or I'm sorting through the conversation that I had, or you know what I mean? Like, something like that. Like, because even though I know, you know, I basically have an idea, I think that my imagination, like, starts going wild when you won't say anything. And then I think that I, like, revert to my past relationship, and I think whenever... You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that that's... I understand that that's crazy to you, but that's still how I feel. And so then I'm like, well, then I start thinking, like, well, what was going on? Oh, like, what's this and that? And then I, like, think about all these other things that were questionable things that kind of bothered me. And then I kind of, like, piece them all together. And then I think that I've created, like... I think I figured something out because I put all my question marks in one bucket, even though they could all be unrelated.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I just think it's, you know, your previous relationship was a lot less exotic as far as what he had to think about.
Oh, I know, yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of weird, but okay. But yeah, but again, it's just communication issues, you know?
Yeah. Mean?
But even before I, you know, whatever, I was always like that. I always, like, needed time by myself in quiet to just sort through things. I've always been like that, mm-hmm. since as far back as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And the dynamic that you and I have is, like, we're literally on top of each other 24/7. And so, like, I don't have that time I do have the time. I flee to my shower,
mm-hmm.
you know, where I can really,
like,
just...
Like, you still get it. I'm sure it's not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same, but, like, I, from time to time, it's just like... You know, I kind of need that, because I'm a very silent, contemplative person. And, mm-hmm. and sometimes, like, speaking things, I don't know, there's some things in my whatever that, like, just to talk about it would just kind of, like, almost destroy the sanctity of the thought.
Oh, I know. I've destroyed many holy thoughts that way. I'll be like, well, I'm just going to talk about it. And then I talk about it, I'm like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
And, like,
so, like, sometimes I'm just like, man, I just don't want to talk about it,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I think we're in a culture where, and you're kind of like, you just express everything and say everything and say mm-hmm. what's on your mind and have your heart on your sleeve and be an authentic person, which means you're supposed to just express everything. And there's some things that, you know, it's like the scripture says, man, like a fool gives full vent to his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some things, like, I just feel like you're not supposed to talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think for me, I'm still... like, getting a well-rounded way of thinking through that, or, like, expressing that. Because I spent the majority of my life, like, not giving full vent to my spirit and giving, right. like, a very, very limited...
Right.
Let a smidge of it out, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so, so restricted within myself.
Right.
And so now, yeah, I think there's times where I'm like, well, I took that a bit too far. But then I think to myself, well, I'm coming, I think that I'm gonna full circle, and then, because I don't obviously always want to give full vent to my spirit, but I think that, you know, kind of coming full circle and then being at that point where I'm like, okay, well, let's use some wisdom in this situation.
But yeah, I think the trick in relationships is to know what issues you need to talk about and what issues you don't need to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, so, like, there are certain issues where I'm like, what? It would have been great, like, yesterday.
Yeah. Like, I was going to say, bring that one up.
That's I was like, oh my. And I just had to, like, stop thinking about it. Because, like, we talk about it all
the
time.
I know. You can say what it is.
I don't want to. But, like, it's like. So it's weird. But then there's like other times when it's like, no, we shouldn't be talking right now. We're like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, ah, just. But it's, you know, it's all part of relationship.
Well, and I knew it too. As soon as that I was like saying it out, I'm like, oh. And you know what I was thinking? This is really interesting. So there's been times where we've been in a fight about something, and you would say like that I am not a person that's compromising, like that I don't compromise. And inside, I was so angry when you said that because I'm like, I compromise all the time, but. I compromised in myself before I brought something to you. So right. I've literally compromised the entire relationship. And it doesn't look like that to you because I already brought to you a compromise.
Right.
So, like, realizing that, like, yeah, that's not actually a compromise. A compromise is you both set what you want on the table and then you compromise.
Right. Right. Right.
But
you've been socialized to always, you know, prepackage your statement mm-hmm. so as to not have any sort of, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, so I mean, it's interesting stuff. And sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe I could talk about that, yada, yada, yada. I mean, you know more about me than anybody on the planet Earth, like, ever.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's not even close. Like, I had friends that I did really good work with, didn't even know I had kids, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm very, like, segmented in what I tell people. I'm very, very purposeful about what I say and what I don't say to whoever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm very, very guarded and I'm very, very purposeful about what information I put out. But you, if I don't tell you something, it's not because I'm being guarded. It's just because I just, you know, I don't want to talk about it. And the other thing with you is you can't hear something and just leave it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I say, oh, I'm thinking about Hansa, who's Hansa?
Well, what's yeah.
Going? How old is he?
Yeah. Yeah, stop so, it.
So I can't do that. You know, yeah. I just...
Especially nothing. That name, Hansa.
Nothing. I called you one time, you're like, where is this from? I was like, fuck up. Gotta go.
Fuck up.
So it's not because I'm being guarded with you, you know. It's more of like, you know, it's like, there are a lot of times when I would actually say blah, and if it could end there, I would leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say something, but it can't be done.
Mm-hmm.
Even your face, you'd be like, I could tell, like you're about to explode because the next question is coming up.
I know.
Like even now. Because we're going to go take a drive to go to the movies after. You can be like, so...
Oh, you have no idea. I'm not planning on...
Who's Hamza?
Is that I'm going to say
Hamza Sayyidina Shohada.
How do you spell Hamza?
He's the uncle of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All of which will be true. What do you get the song?
I mean, this is really weird, but I'm going between a 6 and a 9.8.
How could it be a 6? What are you talking about?
It was a little bit boring.
This is a 10.5. I'm going to listen to this song a lot.
10.5.
I'm going to listen to this song a lot. You know, like, this is actually, it's going to be weird. This is actually...
9.2.
This is actually a gym song for me.
Oh, you should see or hear the slow songs I listen to at the gym sometimes.
So.
Yeah, that's not weird. That's weird for you to want something like that at the gym.
Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed this song.
A lot.
This is a song I can listen to. See, a 10 and a... So, an 11 means it's necessary for, like, the progress of humanity to hear the song. A 10 and a half is a song that can be played, like, literally 15 times in a row. For me. Because you know how I am. Like,
oh, I know.
I'll play... Like, this is a 15 time in a row song for me, anyway.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, actually. I mean, it did at first. I didn't think that you were going to be... as excited about as you are, but, there you have it. 9.2 for me.
All right, Vin out.
Sorry out.
Gone.